We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last few words of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tana Bar Litan Braisa, Kara Seirugim Yatsa. If you read the Megillah with breaks in the middle, Yatsa. Seirusim Lo Yatsa. If you read it Seirusim, not Yatsa. What does Seirusim mean? Rashi says, like we sometimes say, Saras Samikru Vadarsheu. Saras means you read it out of order. So if you read the Megillah out of order, Lema Freya, like we learned, you're not Yatsa. But if you stop in the middle, you are Yatsa. Kumpra Muna, and he's going to give a limitation to the halacha of Seirugin. Rav Muna Omar, Meshum Rav Yehuda, Af B'Seirugim, even B'Seirugim that we said Yaitza, Im Shalki Ligmar as Kula Chayz L'Raish. If you wait long enough to finish the whole Megillah, the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning. And we'll explain in a second what that means exactly. So you take a long break, you're not Yaitza. Omar Rav Yosef, Alach Rav Muna, Shalma Meshum Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak said the halachas of Rav Muna, Sev Shem Rav Yehuda, that there's a problem of Seirugim if you wait as long as it takes Ligmar as Kula. Only about Rav Yosef, what does that mean exactly? Ligmar as Kula, Mehechid, the Koyel, Seifa? Does that mean whatever you're holding until we're going to finish, if you wait that amount of time, it's already a hafsik? Or Dilma, Mereshu Seifa, always the time is from beginning to end. Let's say it takes you to lay Megillah 45 minutes, so you have to have a break of 45 minutes in order to make it a hafsik. Or it's even If you're almost at the end, it's like 5 minutes left. Even 5 minutes, we have sick. What's the halacha? Malayim, a ratio safe. It always goes from beginning to end, even if you're in the middle. Then Kain, if not, there's a different shear every time. We don't want to have that. Gedalik Moras Kula has to be a constant shear, which is how long it takes to finish the whole Megillah. Omra Abba Amir, so how do we paskin? So Rav Muna is a Das Yachid. How do we paskin? Omra Abba Amir, Omra Rav. So Rav says, Rav Abba says, B'shem Rav, Halach Rav Munu, Pasuk Rav Munu is a problem of waiting K'dei Ligmar Skula. B'shmul Amma, Ein Halach Rav Munu, we don't pass the Rav Munu. B'surah Masto Hachi, the way we just brought it down, the Rav Abba said of B'shem Rav, and Shmuel said it this way, that's how they learn in Surah. B'pumpadisa Masto Hachi, Om Rav Kahana Om Rav, instead of Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Yemvi Om Rav, it says Om Rav Kahana Om Rav, Halach Rav Munu, Pasuk Rav Munu, B'shmul Amma, Ein Halach Rav Munu, we don't pass the Rav Munu. Rabibi, Master Yipcha. Rabibi has the opposite, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar ain't halach Rav Muna. Rav says we don't pass like Rav Muna. But Shmuel Omar halach Rav Muna. Shmuel says we do pass like Rav Muna. So we switched around Rav and Shmuel. The Rav here is the one who is Mekel. Om Rav Yosef, Nekoit Rabibi Yadich. Rav Yosef says that Rav Bibi is right. The Shmuel who the Chayesh Yechida, because Shmuel is usually the one who's Chayesh Yechida. Here Rav Muna is Yechida. So it makes sense. Shmuel once says we pass like Rav Muna because Shmuel always is choishes lechumra for the chida. The Tanai, we looked at the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam. So we'll say this case outside. It's a case of Yavamis. That Shemeres Yavam means a woman whose husband died and you have to yibum with her either chalitza, which means you don't want to do yibum and you have to do chalitza. You have to do the whole process with spitting, taking off her shoe, and or does yibum. So here we'll give them names. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, and his wife Rachel is waiting for Yibum from Shimon or Levi. Shimon's the older one. And Rachel has a sister Leah. Levi went ahead and was Mekadesh Leah. Levi was Mekadesh Leah. So the problem is, Levi, according to Rav Yehuda, cannot just marry a Leah. Why not? Because he has a certain connection to Rachel. Rachel is someone who needs Yibum, so it's called Zika. There is some kind of connection between, even though there's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, but each of them have a chi of Yibum. So therefore there's a certain connection. Even though it's a mitzvah begadol, but it's only a mitzvah begadol. They both have a connection. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, Levi should not marry Leah until we take care of Rachel. That means Shimon does Yibum to her, or Shimon gives a chalitza. But until then, it's achois ziku kasai. It's like achois ishtoi to a certain extent. It's like you have a zika to her. You have a connection to her. So Shemeres Yavim, Shekidosh Achiv es achoisai. A Shemeres Yavim, that the brother of Reuven was Mekadosh, her sister Leah. Shemeres Yavim said to Amru, that Oimrim lo, you tell this Levi, Hamtem achiyasa achicha gadol maisa. Wait till Shimon does a ma'aseh, does either yibum or chalitza, and then you can marry her. And Amos Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, and Shmuel says, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. So what do you see? That Shmuel always goes like the Yechidah. Therefore, it makes sense, when it comes to Rav Muna, Shmuel's one says Halacha Rav Muna, and Rav says Halacha Rav Muna. So therefore, Halacha Ma'aseh, Zok Taisis, since we always pass like Rav, the Isuri, so here, and we go like Rav Bibi, So it comes out, we don't pass like Rav Muna. And it says, that's Takad HaLacha, that we don't pass like Rav Muna. Even if you wait, G'day Ligmar's Kula, you don't have to go back. And Zof, Mekam Somach Ri, because Sho'im Be'emes V'yatziv, if you're up to Emes V'yatziv, Shembam Tematch Yoyim Ematziba, Kedusha Baruch Hu Amen Yesh Mirava. In a case where someone knows that if he starts, he's up to Emes V'yatziv, and he knows if he starts Shemen Esrei now, he's going to, they started Chodesh Shatz. And says, no, okay, he's going to stay Kedusha now, but he's not going to be able to get the other brachas of Baruch Hu, Amen Yesh Mirava. He can wait until they finish davening, answer all the things, then daven afterwards. He's a huge hefsik in Emes V'yatziv. Teretziv, if they look more as Kula, is not a hefsik. You know, some people by Berachas Kishma, if daven in a chassidish place, they'll daven until after Shema, and then wait for the shul to get up there. It could be an hour. So it's, according to the Ri, it's mutter. It's mutter to do. Yeah, there's certain exceptions to this halacha. When you're not allowed to daven, it could be it's worse in halacha. Like we learned in Masech Roshana, in a case where something happened that you weren't allowed to daven, that might be a bit different than hefsek. Okay, talk to Maravaita. Tarabon. We go into the nyanim of saying Megillah b'heart and having a good Megillah. Tarabon. Hishmet ba seifa oisies. If a seifa wrote a Megillah, oy psukim, and he wrote a Megillah, and he was missing oisies oy psukim. Hishmet ba seifa oisies psukim. He left out on the Megillah some letters or even some psukim. The kairei akairei kimetorgum and amatargim yotza. And the kairei read it, and when he read it, all the extra words that weren't written, he said it b'heart. Just like a matorgumen says something's b'heart because he always touches it, and then he reads it. So he read the Megillah like a matorgumen, which means not every word was written from inside. The locha is the yotze. So it sounds like the Megillah is kosher, even though not every word is written. It's still called reading out of Megillah. Meisvei, Mnasya kasha. Mnasya kasha from a braisa. It says in the braisa, Hoyu boy, it's really Raminu, like the Shbidi Gerso, because all things are Bryce also, it's not Mesfe, Raminu. Hoyu boy, Oisios Mutus Toshois, if in the Megillah there were Oisios that were rubbed out, Oimikurois, or they're ripped. Im Meshumunika, if you still could see the letter, Ksheirim, Lab, Sulo. If not, it's Apostle. So what do you see? Letters missing our Apostle. We just said letters missing our Kosher, you said letters of Apostle, and we think of all the Kasha. Habakula, Habamixasa, that means you have up the Rive. Habakula, Habamixasa means up the Rive. If it's missing, it's kosher. If you have roiv oisios, even 51% of oisios, it's kosher. If you have 49% of oisios, then it's no good. It's no good. That's the halacha. The lashon the rush is hishma sefer psukim ad ruba v'loy ruba b'chlal b'kara ba'pe yotza. So it means already you have up to 50%. You have 50% is still kosher. Only by roiv it's not kosher. Tana rabbanan. Hishmut a kairi pasuk echod. If let's say this is the Megillah, it's a good kosher Megillah, but the kairi reading the Megillah missed the pasuk. So lo yayim ekas kula. Let me finish up. V'ach echor is a pasuk. I read that pasuk. He skipped the pasuk. You know what? I'll go back afterwards. You can't do that because that's my freya. El kairi ma'isa pasuk ve'elach. You start from that pasuk. You go back to that pasuk and you go in order. Nichas ve'ezek knesses. If someone walks the shul in the middle of the Megillah, umotza tzibur shakar chetz, and he finds a tzibur that they already read half the Megillah. What should he do? Lo yeme ekra chetzi matziba. I'll read this half with the tziba. V'achai ekra chetzi, I'll read the other half myself. No, you can't do that. It's l'mafrei, you can't be yotz. L'kari oisim et chilas v'atzayfas. It means you come late to the shul, you should read the Megillah from beginning yourself in the kosher Megillah, but don't first hear the first half, then go back, don't first hear the second half, then go back to the first half. That's not yotz, because it's l'mafrei. It says in the Mishnah that if you read the Megillah while you're dozing off, misnam neim yotza. Hechidom misnam neim. What does it mean misnam neim? Omar Avashi nim v'loy nim. He's not mamish sleeping, but tir v'loy tir. He's not mamish awake either. What does that mean? The karule, if you ask, you call his name, v'oni, he answers, because he's enough awake. But v'loy yoda la dure svaro. But he can't say, explain anything. You ask him, why did this happen? He has no idea what you're talking about. V'chimitchrule mitker. But if you tell, you remind him, he remembers. So he gets, he's half asleep, he's yotze the Megillah. Then the Mishnah says at the end, that ha'yikoysva darsho magia, if you were writing a Megillah, you're a sefer writing a Megillah, or darshing, or magia, im kiven libo yotze. If you had kavana, yotze. Now what's the case of koysva? You write a Megillah, where's the, how yotze Megillah when writing a Megillah? Hechidami. If you say every pasuk b'heart, the halacha is when you write kisei kodesh, you're supposed to say it out the words with your mouth. So he says, Vahime Achasverus Hu Achasverus, and he writes it, the cause of law. So how can you have a Havmi, and that's called Kriyas Megillah, it's Bahart. Ki Kivin Libin my Hava, Apehu. He's saying the words Bahart. Ela, the Kosa Psuka Psuka, he writes every Pasuk Bahart, he says it to himself, then he writes it, then he reads it, what he wrote, the Karla. That's also not good, because it's not a Kosher Megillah yet, it only has one Pasuk. We paskin later on the Mishnah and Machlekes, what's the essential part of Megillah that has to be heard? So it's Machlekes, three shittas, either the whole Megillah, or Me'ish Yehudi, or Me'achah Devar Me'ila. But, so if you're old man of Kula, it's possible you have to have the whole Megillah written. But if you're old man of Yehudi, you have to have the whole Megillah written. You have to hold the mill. Hello, the mancha Megillah kamei v'karle minei psuka psuka v'kos of law. The case is you have a kosher Megillah in front of you, and you read every pasuk at a time, and you write it. So that's where you could be yotze. Now the pella is the Gemara says over here that you're not yotze actually ksuva kula. Didn't we just say before they can have only 50% of the Megillah? So this kasha the Rashba asks. The Rashba says that the only heter to have missing letters only in the middle of Megillah. But the beginning and the end has to be written. That's Ma'akev. That's what the Rashba learns. The Rosh, on the other hand, it's been doing from the Rosh, not like that. The Rosh, and it's brought down in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, this Shita also, the Rosh was going on, this Halacha of Ksuva Kula says, Perish lechatchila tzricha she Ksuva Kula. Ava b'di'eved, hamrina le'el, hishmet ba'asayfa psukim aruba le'ruba klal kara payatza. The Halacha is, that it's not ma'akev, it's only a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. That's how it says in the Rosh. It's really Machlekes Rosh and Rashba. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Tzadik, Taka, it's brought down two shitas again if the Megillah is kosher, if it's not written beginning at the end. It says, Tzorach lekroisa kula matecha ksav mkar paliyotzo, but tzorach te ksuva kula lefonav lechatchila. But the even of hishmat asayfa beem satevais afil ad chetzio to even half a karma kar al pei yotzo. Haga av hishmat betchilosa asayfa afilu meuta lo yotzo. That's around the Rashba. But afilu beem tzor dafka lo hishmat inshalom. Yeah, but the Rosh is not like that. The Rosh is the first sheet of the Ramah that there anywhere it's missing. It's not ma'akim. So what happened over here? We said pshat in the Mishnah that says kaisva means you read out of a Megillah and you wrote down, you're writing a Megillah out of another Megillah. That was the case. Right? The Gemara, it's also to write one ois in a Megillah, not menaksav. You have to, when you write a Megillah, you have to read from another Megillah. You're not to write kisse kodesh, right? Living, because how else was kaisva going to be yotza? It says kaisva Megillah, kim yotza. Oh, everything Gemara. And the Gemara is not a raya. Why? Dilma, it's really Rami. We say in the case, he poked was reading out of Megillah. That was the case. So it's not a raya. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Bachana. Gufa. It's not a raya attack. Why is it not a raya? But more, anyways, we'll explain the sheet. Gufa. Om Rabbi Bachana Mirichram. Also lift up Oysa Akash Shleim Naksab. It's also to write Kisvei Kodesh if you're not reading it out of a Ksab. Meisvei. He went to Me'ab Rishon and Asya. And it was in Purim. There's no Megillah there. The Kosva Meliboy, he wrote a Megillah by heart, and then Vekara, and they read the Megillah. So you see clearly, you're allowed to write a Megillah, even without reading a Meksav. So it's a Kashi Rabbi Bachana. The Mefarshim asked already that what are they going to do in Asya? What are they doing in Asya? Like, what are they laying there? He came there, it's a whole Yiddish town. What were they doing in Megillah? Emphati Yishalmi, that they had a Megillah, but they had a Megillah for Loyazites. They were lawyers, they didn't speak their language. But Rav Meir, who didn't speak their language, had to have a Lashon HaKodesh one. Therefore, he wrote one up for himself. But Akash says, hey, you're allowed to write one up. If you're Rabbi Bachan, you have to write out of another Megillah. Om Rav Shan Rav Meir, the Mekayim Bey, Vafafecha, Yeshiva Nagdacha. Rav Meir was like the words are written in front of him. Om Le, the words explain this pasuk. Om Le, Rabbi Bachan, or Rabbi Yirmiya, Medifti, Mai Vafafecha, Yeshiva Nagdacha. What does that mean, Vafafecha, Yeshiva Nagdacha? Om Le, Eil Devetera, Vafafecha, which merely means eyeballs, is like referring to Torah. The Chsivbu, it says by the Torah, Hissev Einechavoy, you like it's a fleeting thing. Venenu, the Torah is a fleeting thing. If you close your eyes a second, it's gone. Therefore, that's what means of a fecha. Yeshiru Nagdacha. The Torah was mamish straight in front of him, right in front of his eyes. Fake the Gemara. The Gemara. Afilo Hachi Mishar Meiha Meitzar Ameya. Still, it was clear in front of Ameya. That Gemara says that's Rameya because in front of him. So the Gemara weiter. Rav Chista asked Rav Chananel that the cost of svarim shem reksav. Rav Chista wanted to find Rav Chananel that was writing svarim not min reksav. Omalei ruuya kol tari ku lichtav apicha. You know, you're smart enough that really the whole tari written by heart from you. El kapam uchachamim. Also lichtav aizachas shem reksav. The ma'aseh the halacha is you're not to write it not min reksav. So the Gemara the kasha. In the koma kol tari ku lichtav apicha. That. Rav Chista told Rav Chananel that you are royu, that the whole Torah is written ayde you. Mechalad Meshar Meir Islam. It was very clear for him. So what was the Taina? It's not different from Rameya. But Rameya Kosav, Rameya wrote a Megillah like that. And for the Gemara, Shas Hadchak Shani. Don't make a Raya. Rameya went with the place, there's no Megillah, so he had no choice. But you, Rav Chananel, you live in a town that has Megillahs and all the Kisvei Kurdish. Look inside. That's what you're supposed to do. So what's the halacha l'maaseh? He's talking to Gemara. Rav and Chavu, we'll see why he allowed them to write tefillah mezuzos not menaksav. Keman, kihay tano, like the following brayser, the tayin to the brayser. Rayim yoyim shim rabenu, tefillin umezuzos nichtav shloim menaksav, nichtav shloim menaksav. Tefillah mezuzos let it write without reading inside. Ve'ein tzricha sirtut. Another halacha is not need sirtut. Ve'hilchus, so what's the halacha l'maisa? Tefillin ain't tzricha sirtut. Tefillin don't need sirtut. Sirtut is making those lines under the words. And the reason why it's filmed only seated is Dr. Rambam, because since it's covered, it doesn't have to be Zolkel Vaveyu. Since it's covered in your box, you don't see it. But mezuzah Srich and Sirtut, and the pastors say for Torah needs also, Zmachalik is Roshayinim. But Idi, site film and mezuzah, Nechtovais Shaloy Minaksav, you can write it Shaloy Minaksav, my timer, what's the reason? Because Migras Grisin, because it is. Everyone knows those the Shema of a heart. Therefore, there's no chash you make a mistake. The reason why you have to write Meksav always is because you make a mistake. There's no tzad you're going to make a mistake. Therefore, you could write it even not Matech Meksav. Like Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a similar Amabez. Sivcha Tess says like this. Ein ha-parash shkuris v'ficha, tzarech sheyichtav tech Meksav. It means the same Torah you have to write out of Meksav. Or Megillah. You're not so shogar. But Tefillah Mezuzos are shogar, and Sifti Laman Aleph says, "Im einay koysev techaksav lo yichtav amash makaris acher alam ken yachzor hu v'yikar v'fiv." You have to repeat it over in your own mouth. You have to say it over. There's a big shaila in the Pesukim. Let's say it's a kri or ksiv. How do you say it over? Because you're writing it the kri, the ksiv, not the kri. Like upon him, what comes up like Gemara is that Tefillah Mezuzos is letter right shem ksav, but all things is better to write min ksav. But shasat chak shani if it's yashiru negdecha.